football podcast based in D.C. Is there any wonder where we're going to start tonight? This is John Papagiorgio of Papa's Football Podcast, joined by Mark Misla today. You've heard Mark a couple times on the shows before. Mark, what's up?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm well. I'm well as one could be as they watch everything they cherished as a child tumble down.
I hope you're not talking about the Redskins.
Oh, I am. I am. No, it's not like my 35-year-old cat just died. No, I'm talking about the Redskins. The show's website, pfpod.com. Please give that a visit. It is where we host this radio show. Easiest way to find it is by going there or using the iTunes subscription link that is located at the top of the page. Also, Howard loves to point out that every Thursday he writes up a power rankings throughout the league. I don't know what weird Asian abacus metrics he uses to figure out who goes where, but he seems to put a lot of thought into it and do pretty well with it. So every Thursday, power rankings, and once a week we put up some sort of podcast material for you to enjoy. So it's been a strange week. Or is it strange? Is it strange? As I said that, I thought to myself, it's not strange, John. It's business as usual.
That's what I was about to interrupt you with. It's like, it seems like it's strange, but it's just been the same every single year, year after year. Just always some sort of controversy.
The year, exactly. The year, last year, where they won the division by banging out, I think, 7 wins in a row to go from 3-6 to 10-6, clinching the division prime time Sunday night over Dallas.
That's true.
That's an aberration, my friend. That one, I think. I want to be. I'm trying to think. Do you care if we're clean or dirty on these, or you
it
can work?
Let's
do clean then. Howard loves to be a little potty mouth. Pardon my French. He thinks that's the allure of this show. I like showing I can work clean once in a while.
Fair enough. I don't work clean often, but while I'm here, I will.
It's a bit of a challenge. It's a bit of a little verbal acrobatics. Your tongue wants to form that fuh.
You got
to
think
so badly.
You speak.
A little bit. For those not in the know. For those, I don't know, who wouldn't know? If you're listening to this podcast, you know what the hell is going on in Washington right now. It started at the beginning of the season, really, with RG3 not being his usual self, whatever his usual self we can say we knew from 16-game sample size. But RG3 looking rusty after his injury, after the Seattle game where he blew out his leg and our hopes and dreams bled out like his crushed tendons.
Did you expect him to somewhat be healed at the beginning? At 100%, excuse me.
At 100%?
At 100%. Did you expect him to be 100% at the beginning of this season?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a dope. Right. I did because Adrian Peterson ruined it for everyone. Adrian Peterson blew out his leg on the last day of the previous season, comes back and is like 9 yards shy of Eric Dickerson's all-time rushing record. So AP kind of put it out there like, ACL, no big deal. They just regenerate. It's like a lizard losing its tail. Watch me grow a third just to be safe.
Been a lot of advancements.
Yeah.
That was like a two-season injury before. Long time
oh,
ago.
Oh, dude, you got popped at the beginning, like first game of the season. It was very questionable you were back for the first game of the next season.
Oh, yeah.
Much less just an off-season to heal up. So, Washington been a total S-storm ever since. Kind of, I don't want to say it came to a head with the Chiefs game, but this recent episode did. They lost, I believe, 45-10 at home to a Chiefs team that had lost 3 in a row to very good opponents, though. It was, what, Bronx twice and Chargers were the middle team?
I don't remember who beat them.
It might have been the Chargers. I think Chargers got them like at the last second. It was a very high-scoring game, if I recall. And, dude, it's the picture that made the rounds for me. I don't know if you saw this on your wall 5 times. Just some guy taking a photo of his TV screen. Stadium-wide shot. Start of the third quarter. And admittedly, it was cold and snowing. It was an effing ghost town.
I saw it all.
You could see.
My buddies were there. Everybody was there.
Well, for how long?
The first half.
Exactly. Everyone was like, why stay around for this? This is a team we know is going to accomplish nothing. The season's already gone at that point because they're 3-10 now, so they're 3-9 then, What does 4-9 really equal? Even in the East, which is a horrific, horrifically weak division.
This year.
Well, I think they coast on that, really, though. When is the last time the East produced some unbeatable juggernaut? It's produced Super Bowl winners.
That's what I'm talking about.
The Giants, though, backdoored in to their two victories, and that's been it for anyone since the Dallas wins, if I'm not mixing up anything.
No, you're
there,
right.
Yeah.
You're right. We haven't had like a 16-0, 15-0 type of 15-1 type of season Brady or Manning or Alex Smith was heading towards.
These aren't the days of like Theismann and LT anymore, man, and Randall Cunningham and
Riggins.
Yeah, that's gone.
It's different football, man, in DC. Now we just have disappointment.
Which it's not even disappointment. I could deal with your good team lost on the field of play. That's fine. I can't stand the intense drama, the trying to piece together what's been going on behind the scenes. We'll put it out there. Sunday, Skins get smashed. Everyone's just laughing at what an embarrassment it is. All of a sudden, whispers about town are, there's a couple. We have Shanahan pretty much leaking to the press. I think he leaked it to Schefter, who then gave it to another one of his ESPN buddies or something like that, who put it out there, that he wanted to quit. He had packed his bags before the game where RG3 blows out his knee.
Cleaned up his office.
Yeah, packed everything. All the tanning oils.
Looks like a lobster, doesn't he?
He has a hue to him.
Happens to be red.
Yeah, exactly. Weirdly enough, he looks like if you poked him, you would have to, really stab him to penetrate skin. Like someone drawing blood would not have an easy time. He has like catcher's mitt flesh.
I wonder what that's from. Just old age?
White dudes don't typically have that. No one has that look. And only white dudes, I guess, can achieve that hue. But he does have the skin of a dude from the 1600s who's been on the deck of a pirate ship for 40 years, and his flesh is just baked in intense sunlight.
I'm actually visualizing what that looks like.
Yeah, he has a little bandana and a little earring.
And Norv Turner had a messed up face too, right? Par for the course around here.
Norv Turner, the Manuel Noriega, pockmarks.
Oh, yeah.
Just crazy. He just wanted to spread cream cheese in those nooks and crannies.
That's horrible.
So he lets that get out. Then it starts to slip just how much Snyder has been meddling behind the scenes. Snyder, who was it 3 years ago? When Shanahan came to town, we naively thought he fires his buddy, Vinny Serrato. He brings in Bruce Allen, exactly. Brings in Bruce Allen. Damn it.
That's right.
Okay, good.
You got it.
Damn Allens. Damn the Allen clan.
Well, George Allen used to be a coach of the Skins.
Yeah, that was his pops or whatever, right? Yeah. So Bruce Allen comes in, ostensibly is responsible for the hiring of Shanahan. We think finally Snyder has learned his lesson. A very meddlesome, Jerry Jones-esque figure who wants to play with his toy soldiers. That's really what the Redskins are to Dan Snyder. It's that little vibrating. Did you ever see that really crappy game as a kid? Like a child of the 60s, really? It was like a little vibrating table.
The football one?
Yeah, and you put the little football players on, and they just shake around like a bunch of spastics.
Didn't we discuss this earlier? I wasn't from the rich family.
Yeah. And if it had the loose wire, you could stick your finger to it and just get shocked each time, like licking a 9-volt. That's how Snyder treats this team. And we thought he'd finally stepped away and was going to be the respectful, I'm going to sit in my owner's box and I'm going to be happy when I have a winning product on the field. And that's going to be my involvement. I'll get to say, I own a team, boys, and that's it. Turns out he's pally pal as all hell with RG3. Little jock sniffer at heart. Little man Snyder. Finally happy that he has a player of this caliber, I guess.
I mean, he was of this caliber, quote unquote.
Yeah, exactly. Quote, air quotes, totally deserved.
But in college, he was. I mean, you're not proven in the NFL. He's not proven in the NFL. I mean, he was brought on this team. He was made a captain, I think, prematurely. I mean, he hadn't seen anything before he was made a captain. He hasn't been in battle yet,
Yeah.
you're not a general, you're not a colonel until you've been in battle. You have to get to that level, you have to work for it. It just seemed like everything was just thrown at him really easily, if you think back on it. And coaches don't usually do that because they don't want people's egos to explode.
Yeah. And
like, yeah.
Really, this dude enjoyed a freakish win streak to get to the postseason, at which point the expectations were just set. It's postseason every year with this guy. Again, comprehend how effing weird and just how many of the breaks went his way and the team's way to get there. They were 3-6. That's really much more of who they were, a 3-6 team, not a 10-6 team. 7 wins in a row, dude, that's nuts.
The last time that happened to the Redskins, I don't remember the year. Whenever Sean Taylor died, I think we won 5 or 6 in a row.
Yeah, yeah, he died, and then Gibbs wanted to win that one against Buffalo and had that weird, like, 2 timeouts in a row call.
That was it.
Yeah.
Was that New York or Buffalo?
The Giants? I thought it was Buffalo, could have been but Buffalo. I could be wrong.
Either way, both in New York.
And then they rattle off 5, limp into the postseason, and were dispatched promptly by Seattle.
Of course.
Who have taken us out our last 3 postseason appearances. Because I think both times under Gibbs, they were defeated by Seattle. One time, they went straight to Seattle and lost, and another time they beat the Bucks and then went to Seattle and lost.
And then Seattle came here
and
bumbled
Seattle us. Came here and won, yes.
That's right.
It ain't the Cowboys the Skins should hate, by the way. It's Seattle. Those guys are the grim effing reaper.
Now, especially with Russell Wilson. We'll talk about that later.
Oh, yeah. That's for later in the episode. And again, we're going to discuss everything NFL. It's just we're out of D.C., and this is all the NFL is today. It is back to business as usual for the Redskins with the Haynesworth drama. All kinds of, we're in the news for all the wrong reasons. Like you said, Sean Taylor getting murdered in his home. All the crap with Donovan McNabb. It's so rarely for nice reasons. That's why last year was such a break. That's one of 2 winning seasons under Snyder, I believe.
I don't have those metrics, but it sounds right.
I read it on Reddit, so it can't be wrong. It's from the internet.
Maybe it was 3, because
it has to be 3, right?
Gibbs went twice.
Gibbs to the postseason, and Norv Turner went once, I think, under Snyder's ownership.
Did Snyder bring on Norv Turner, or Norv Turner was coaching when Snyder came on? I don't remember.
Oh, no, he was around. Snyder definitely did not bring in Norv Turner.
Gotcha. Yeah, then it was got to be at least 4 or 5.
That was the first turd that got flushed down the toilet. It's been bad, dude.
How many have there been? 7?
7 what? Coaches?
Head coaches.
We can play the game real fast.
I'm trying to think of them.
Spurrier, Zorn, Gibbs, Shannon.
Are you including who he hired
Turner.
Only?
I guess just his tenure.
Okay, so from when he took over the team.
Well, it's like Zorn and Spurrier are his big... Spurrier especially, he was happy to get. And then Zorn, Schottenheimer...
Forgot about him.
Schottenheimer's ass went out for Spurrier, if I recall.
I'll tell you right now.
Go for it.
We have all these wonderful devices. We can use them.
God, I loved Schottenheimer. Holy Christ, I loved that man. How unlikable is he that he could take the Chargers to 14-2, lose in the playoffs, and they're like, we can do better than this. We can do better than 14-2.
It's a good question. I mean, it's called a dream. That's what that's called.
I don't know. That dude must fart like a dead dog. He must empty a room every time those bowels let one into the air. So today, after a weekend where the games, the Sunday night game, the Monday night game, they're overshadowed by what is brewing in D.C. because it then gets out, Shanahan is thinking of benching RG3, not just for one game, not just against Atlanta, for the rest of the season, a full deactivation.
Are they actually deactivating him, or are they just benching
him? Oh, you have not heard
him?
What happened?
No, I know that okay. they benched him.
I believe it's full deactivation whole season.
It would have to make sense that way, because what Shanahan said was that he's injured, or he doesn't want him to get too much more injured.
He doesn't want him to take more hits.
Correct, which I would imagine, because he kept referring to what happened last season to him. The last game of the season is where he got hurt. Well, so my thought process was, when I heard that he was benched, I'm like, bench doesn't mean anything. If he's deactivated, he won't be dressing for the game.
Yeah, Grossman is backing up.
Yeah, so.
Cousins. So
that's what
that's full deactivation. Okay, you're saying he'll just be like on the sideline wearing his Beats by Dre.
Probably.
The black athlete uniform.
That's right.
The unofficial uniform. The all teams.
In these color shoes.
Yeah, exactly. A lime green Seahawk almost.
Oregon Duck.
Yeah. So there's three press conferences in a row today. We're recording this. What is today? Wednesday?
Today's Wednesday.
Wednesday. Three in a row. I believe Cousins goes up first, says, this is RG3's team. I am here because they don't want him injured. He says all the right reasons. RG3 gets up. He's very mute and beaten. Even if he's a dick, and I'm 100% sure RG3's a dick, no one deserves really or wants to be in the middle of what RG3's found himself in the middle of.
I agree with that.
So then it gives way to Shanahan. And boy, does Shanahan give it his all. Hold on. Let me go back to Pro Football Talk, my favorite site ever. And I was taking screen caps the whole day long of Pro Football Talk. I'm not going to exaggerate. Okay. There's about 10 articles on the, eight articles on the front of PFT at any given time.
How many are Redskins related?
Good question. The top, Griffin Cousins fun is only beginning. Right below that, Kirk Cousins to start this week for Redskins. Right below that, the game of chicken continues in D.C. Finally, an article about the Bears and Cowboys game for Monday night. We scroll down a couple more. Report, Redskins players told Grossman will back up Cousins. That is four out of, again, eight or nine. Then a couple, about an hour later, we now have Kirk Cousins. This is Robert's team in 2014 and going forward. And after that, I think that was it. But the point is, the whole day, we also had Mike Shanahan talk Snyder and RG3 in epic press conference. That's what you want out of your team. Not epic victory, not individual epic achievement. No, an epic press conference. RG3, I expressed my desire to play, but Shanahan shut me down for season. This is what they are now on the front page for. Again, all the wrong reasons.
Well, what do you think the right reason RG3 was benched for?
Why do I think he's on the bench?
Why do you think he's or deactivated?
It's obviously not for injury. You would have to be a dunce to believe that. They were out last week on a horrible field. The same field that claimed that man's ACL last year, and he was playing. I personally think it is a move to say, Snyder, you little ball of S, this is my team. This is your golden boy. And guess what? If I want to, his ass rides the pine, and don't forget it.
I think you're exactly right.
I don't think there can be another real motive for it. PFT loves drawing the comparison to where Costanza was trying to get fired by the Yankees. Mm-hmm. So he's duking in Babe Ruth's cap and things of that nature. I think he wore a skin suit and ran onto the field, things like that. I don't know if it's completely a move to get fired, because Shanahan is not... For a dude who gets all the chances in the world in this league, he doesn't have a great record. He has this two wins with Elway, and that's it. Other than that, he's been a pretty pedestrian coach in the league.
I agree with you. I don't understand. I think it was to get fired. I think Dan Snyder's the type of guy you just can't work with. He's too hands-on. He doesn't want to work here anymore. And if he gets fired as opposed to quitting, he's going to collect $7 million.
Yeah, he got $7. Seven large.
Yeah, I mean, what? Why wouldn't you? I mean, that would be my goal, I think, is to get out of here. Maybe he just can't work well with Dan.
I think you're gone either way, though, if you don't have a winner on the field. Things looked very harmonious between those two. I think it was pretty much like Shanahan was going this year. Even if, again, even if they're doing okay, if Shanahan ended the season 3-13 after 10-6, I think he's gone. Again, cap penalties or not.
I disagree with that. I mean, because a lot of times, you get a lot of that sophomore slump when it comes to...
We've seen it lately. Cam Newton had a crap sophomore year.
Yeah, some NFL quarterbacks, especially these ones that run like this, man, there's always that sophomore slump that comes into play. So... I think maybe they were just buying their time, figuring out maybe RG3 just needs that next third year and needs a full offseason to recover. you know, enjoy life or, you know, train hard. I mean, he didn't do anything over the offseason, really. Didn't play with the team.
Nothing. He did a lot of tweeting about Operation Patience.
Yeah, and they did a stupid hour-long special.
Yeah, get the hell off the hashtags and the social media, dude. And, like, sending pictures of your dong to blonde co-eds at VCU or whatever.
On your wedding day.
Yeah, on your wedding day, which I kind of got to tip my cap to that. But at the same time, you and I are in the same situation. We're guys who have crap pasts. We have girlfriends right now. We're trying not to be pieces of junk. So it's like, as funny as that is, I really have no respect for a dude doing that on his damn wedding day. You're 23. Why are you getting married? Really? I think he's just a military kid, and those guys get married at like 19. So at 23, that's the equivalent of like being married at 46.
40, yeah.
But it's such a cluster F, man. Like Cousins, everyone's curious to see why it's not just taking out RG3. By default, Cousins comes in. In that circumstance, but what is it then that Cousins can accomplish? There's two different things. There's the benching of RG3, the deactivation, and then there's what does Cousins coming in achieve? It's like if he looks great, you create a massive quarterback controversy.
Well, here's the problem. Going into these next three games, we play the Falcons, we play the Cowboys, and we play the Giants.
Falcons, two crap teams.
The Cowboys and the Falcons, I mean, Their defenses are rated at the worst.
Yeah.
I mean, so if he goes in and slings some their pass defense is rated horrible. Their run defense is both rated horrible also. So if we go in and start hammering these people and winning, we're really going to have a controversy on our hands.
Dude, if Cousins goes 2-1 in that stretch, in three games he almost equals the win total.
Yeah.
That's insane. Like, I'll give you a hypothetical right now. RG3, at this moment, has cost the team a second-round pick and two first-round picks. Personally, I don't think anyone, unless you're giving me Peyton Manning from the get-go, no one is worth that in terms of draft picks, especially a mobile quarterback whose knees will be gone in 4 years.
Who's already injured once.
Yes. Who already, before he got to the league, was down one ACL.
Yeah.
To replace this one that he had, they had to take it out of the left leg, or the right leg, I guess. And so I suppose he has like one left to pull. And then I don't even, do they make one out of like a dog's ass?
I don't know where you
at that point. Yeah,
cadaver.
Exactly.
Organ donors.
Like I got a friend of mine lost her jugs to breast cancer. They have to give her nipples out of her butt meat.
What?
Is that what they're? Yeah. Oh yeah.
Is that
weird.
True story?
True story.
Text me the picture.
Are you kidding? I asked. She was like, "Yeah, I currently don't have nipples. I just have implants in." I'm like, "Please show me your jugs. I'm never going to see these again. I don't even think it counts as sexting because I can't see a nipple." This is a pure curiosity thing.
I'm awkward.
Oh, yeah. And she's like, no. And I didn't want to pursue it because I can only assume she wasn't exactly like it'd be like your junk not having a hole or not even a head, really. That's the equivalent.
That's like so awkward.
Your hog just looking like a Tootsie Pop or a Tootsie Roll, rather. Sorry. The Pop has the head, it doesn't have the shaft.
Something wrong.
Isn't that
you.
Weird? That's you shove funny. Both of Tootsie's products together and you get a full phallus. I don't think Cousins is going to do that great just because he's less mobile than RG3 and the offensive line smallest in the league. Huge problem right there, by the way. You want to examine why the Skins are a bad team. It is not. It doesn't begin and end with RG3. They're thin all over still. They've just begun picking up a couple sexy position players, like a couple dudes good here and there. Really, when you look at the Skins, to this day, who is awesome in terms of just like, I would want this guy on an all NFL team? They're outside linebackers. Pierre Garçon. Who else? Who am I missing?
Well, I hate to disagree with you on this, but I'm going to. Pierre Garçon is a second string at best.
You know what? Honestly, I'm with you on that. I felt I was scraping... Just, you know.
Don't yeah. Sugarcoat
like
it.
The two linebackers. That's good.
I would take one of them, and that's Kerrigan.
Kerrigan's amazing.
I think Arakpo is overrated. I like him. I think
he's overrated, but you want him on your team. If I was like, dude, Arakpo's your second linebacker, you'd be like, that's fine with me, I guess.
Yeah.
Kerrigan's amazing.
I think D-Hall is trash. Got to get rid of him. Not a fan of Josh Morgan. I don't like anybody on our team.
There's just so few
like
people. Yeah, it's like, how much filler is there? And admittedly, most teams are filler. That's just what it is in the salary cap era. You cannot put together the New York Yankees in the NFL anymore.
Alfred Morris.
Yeah, yeah.
He's one of those guys. He misses some holes every once in a while, but other than that,
You want him on your team. Exactly. There's like almost no one in the league. If you gave me AP, that's about it. And I even then, AP's got, what, like 2 years left?
Jamal Charles. Yeah, you're right. AP came in the league in 2006,
I think. He's like 29, 28, something like that.
Yeah, he's older. And he had ACL, yeah. ACL surgery. Yeah, man.
They're a thin team. They have a crap offensive line. Defensive line, I like Cofield. Cofield was a good free agency acquisition.
Mm-hmm.
But they needed draft picks, man. Not this all-in-one on a quarterback, and it's what they did.
Well, maybe their move is bringing Cousins in, showing what he can do over two of these three teams that aren't too good. Maybe we can get a draft pick out of him or two.
Oh, yeah. That would be a wonderful thing to have happen, except RG3, injury-prone, man.
I don't like RG3 as our quarterback.
Me neither.
I don't want him.
I like me a good, prototypical pocket passer. Give me a bunch of dumb white guys on my offensive line. Trent Williams is fine, too. But just the bearded white dudes, like Viking beards.
Oh, yeah.
Neck beards. Scratchy stuff. And then give me like just some dude who sits in the pocket all day, and he has time to dirtle around.
Figure out what to do. I'd like a Manning on our team. Peyton Manning would be nice to have.
Yeah, I think we would all like a Manning on our team. That's why I was so pissed when everyone was like, why would anyone want to acquire Peyton Manning back when he was on the free agent market a couple years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't know, because all of your picks could go to line and receivers and things like that.
And he was
quarterbacks
hurt.
Taken care of. Yeah.
He had neck surgery too, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why people didn't want him.
Well, again, just got a better line.
With our O-line.
Actually protect the dude.
He would have re-aggravated that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? He'd be out of the league. If Peyton Manning had joined the Redskins, he'd be out of the league.
You know, I don't think half the team even likes RG3. I know that's a weird accusation.
No, he's completely
full of himself.
Privileged. I was going to say, like, Snyder, the line that I took away from the press conference. Hold on. Let me find that article. I was blabbing about it. Let me grab this thing.
While you find that, marinate on this.
Okay.
When RG3 goes down, that sounded weird. When RG3 gets down, who helps him up?
Oh, yeah. No one.
No one.
No one.
No one on our team helps him up.
And that's been for games now. Not just the last couple, like half of the games. All right. I just want to go through the highlights from the Shanahan press conference, and then we can bang out the rest of what happened last Sunday and what's coming up. And again, I'm sorry if you're a fan of anyone else in the league, dude. We are DC. Mark is sitting in a Redskins cap right now. I did not tell him to wear a damn Redskins cap. That's what the man walked in wearing. So what am I supposed to do when this is going down in my backyard and I bleed the NFL?
I bleed the burgundy and gold, unfortunately. My license plates are even related to the NFL. They say, with the Redskins logo, F Dallas.
There you go. So this is what you're going to get for the show, man. And I don't even think, again, we're out of line. This is what the entire league is focused on right now. Playoff pictures taking shape. Great matchups last week. Snow games. Who doesn't love a snow game? And what is on everyone's tongue? This stuff in DC. Here are the highlights from the press conference. Shanahan, toward the end of it, says, I've talked more right now than I have in the last 6 months. On whether he second guesses any previous decisions about playing RG3 on a bad knee, you can always go back and question yourself. Doctors said he was 100%. RG3 felt he was 100%. That one was bad. I should have just highlighted the good ones. On relationship with Griffin, my job is not to be somebody's friend. My job is to coach him. My job is to get the best out of somebody. I'm not looking to Robert to be liked. I hope that respect is there and that he likes me. Shot at Snyder. I don't know how else you can construe that.
Snyder. Not Schneider.
I said Snyder. Yeah, he's not. I know he's not the repairman.
I thought you were. I was like, he's not German, dude. He's Jewish. You're right.
I love both our sinister Jew hunting laugh too. I know they're in the cellar. On consulting with Snyder about shutting Griffin down, I talked to Dan about a week ago. Talked to him about the amount of hits Roberts had. Anytime you've got hit that many times, I thought it was in his best interest to get him shut down. pretty much the continuation of that quote. He says, I went to Snyder first to get this approved, and then someone asked, would you do that for any other player? And his words are, Dan Snyder would not have cared about any other player. That was like verbatim.
Did he say that?
Yeah. He's
Wasn't that Grant?
There, this is it. I actually found it. It could have been. If it was our good buddy Grant H. Paulson, God bless him. On why the franchise quarterback is the only player he consults with Snyder about, and I quote, Dan could care less about the other positions.
Oh, my God.
That is from a man who's trying to watch what he said. So he believes in his heart of hearts that is how Dan Snyder feels.
That's insane, isn't it?
It's nuts. God. It's such a little kid's mentality. It's a little girl's mentality. My quarterback will win me the team.
That's insane.
So you could have cared less if like Arakpo came back like after four games with his pec hanging by a shred of flesh. Just grabbing Mother Effer's windmill, slamming him to the ground and re-ripping it.
I wonder why they have that that relationship. I never figured out how that happened.
He's a little jock sniffer. That's it. That's all I can come up with. I don't know of another owner who thinks it's cool. And that's what he thinks it is. He thinks it's cool to associate with his quarterback. Like, that's your employee, dude.
Yeah, right? I didn't think about that. It is his employee.
Yeah, you pay that man's checks, and he's out there to perform with you. You're not buddies. I really think at the end of the day, he's just loves jocks.
I would love to just take his iPhone and just go to the text messages and just go
and get
load
the RG3 early. Dick pics off of his, too.
Yes. Nice keeping it clean.
Hey, I said dick pic.
I just would love to hit load earlier messages and just see how long their history of texting has gone back for and what it says.
You would grind your finger to a nub.
Oh, God.
And pretty much the rest of the conference, the crux of it is, I want to stay. He says, you always want to finish something you started. Always want to. And it's Dan's decision if he's sticking around. It was interesting, to say the least. He came off as somewhat honest about wanting to be around. At least that was my gut read.
Yeah.
I don't think he likes his reputation in the league being, I only won 2 years where I played around with cap space and I had John Elway, where I screwed with the cap so badly the team lost draft picks.
Who, what was I going to ask? Oh, no, I was reading something from Canada.com earlier today, out of all places, America's Top Hat, saying that Snyder is one of the five worst owners in the NFL.
Yeah, I'd put him in, like, top three. Jerry Jones is the only company I can think of off the top of my head.
I was just thinking to myself, I mean, who's voting on that? All of D.C. is going to hate Snyder right now. I mean, yeah. For the last 10 years. Who's making those? How does that even, I don't know.
I don't want my hopes up anymore. I truly believe as long as Snyder's around, we're screwed. Maybe like when he's an old man and he just doesn't care.
Well, Snyder's young. He's in his 40s.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So he's going to hope
for
another
30 years.
Time. Yeah.
Here's the thing. Some guy posted about wanting to buy. Did you read this? Buy the Redskins from Snyder. $6 billion. He said he was looking for, he's some chef that grew up in the area. Uh-huh. And a couple Michelin stars or whatever.
He was looking for $5.99 billion
donations.
Yeah,
in order to buy the Skins, and what he's going to do is he's going to make it like Green Bay, where the fans own it.
Oh yeah, just a trust.
Yeah,
how sweet would that be?
That'd be awesome.
I guess we've talked it out. They're just the laughing stock again. Pure dysfunction.
I'm sure everybody, even people that are in DC that are listening, know what's going on because every sports channel I turn it on. That's all it's ever playing is.
Well, of course. I mean, DC is not a sports city. They're a Redskins city. That's it. We don't care about anyone else. Even Baltimore loves their O's. We're just the Redskins.
We
so
used
when this
to love
happens,
O's.
Yeah, true. Good one. I'll leave you with this. If you want to know what a wreck this season is, keep in mind that the two utter disasters throughout the first, I don't know, 9 weeks of the league, the Jaguars and the Bucks are now one win ahead of the Skins. The Skins are poised, I believe, to give away the third pick in the draft to the Rams. Mm-hmm. Let yourself wonder what could have been with the third pick in a draft, because you ain't getting it back. If you could trade RG3 tomorrow to get a first pick, a Trent Richardson scenario, if you will, the second rounder is gone. The one first rounder he cost you is gone. If you could get back just the one for him, I guess, would you do it?
In a millisecond.
Me too.
In a heartbeat.
Me too.
I'm trying to think of who I would spend it on, though.
I don't know. So many holes. That's what you have to walk away from or walk away with. So many holes still.
A lot of holes to fill. Well, that's what she said, right?
We were both just waiting to pounce. Other than that, Sunday was a great day in the league. I cannot tell you how much fun I had watching Sunday. Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the show?
Did you see all that snow?
Dude, how many snow games? There was, okay, Lions at Philly, Vikings at Ravens, Dolphins at Steelers, Raiders at Jets.
And us here.
Yeah.
That's
all snow games. Which I did sometime with Baltimore, and then I said, screw it, I want to see the real like typhoon of snow, and I just hopped on my computer and got a feed of the Lions at Philly, a weird British feed, by the way. If you want to have your mind messed with, watch NFL, and then it cuts to British commercials.
What do they scream when they score touchdowns?
Well, no, it's like our commentators, but then they go to like a British...
Oh.
Dude who's sitting with two American guys, like just a total B team of like color commentary, and there are just these weird they pimp out our cheerleaders to sell a lot of crap. I guess they want people to think that's what the average American looks like, and maybe over there our accents are like hot and exotic. I do think it kind of works both ways. I could be wrong. They might just think we all sound like retards.
I mean, I think people from up in Detroit and Canada sound like retards.
That's true, but just
Michigan.
Because of where they live.
Yeah.
They're like, I live in Detroit. You're like, you're a simpleton. Run for the hills. That game saw the Lions proving that they will never do anything in the postseason with Jim Schwartz at the helm. If there is a more stocked team, I would take the Lions top to bottom in a heartbeat. Their roster. I love their roster, dude.
I only like one person on their roster.
Like, personally, or just, like, in terms of strength of the position?
Megatron.
I mean, well, Megatron's the best in the league right now.
I mean, that's the guy that I would take. I don't think anybody else. Fairley's on their team?
Yeah.
Nick Fairley? Him too.
Nick's good. I think Sue's good.
Yeah, but they're all dirty. Fairley and Sue.
I could care less. Okay. I could care less as long as they don't get caught.
Fair enough.
I think short of the secondary is kind of crap, if I recall. That's about it. I think that's their only weakness.
Yeah.
They have a very, very strong roster, and yet... they're dumb and poorly coached. They gave away a completely winnable game in Philly. It's very hard to root for that team.
I mean, by a lot of points, too. I mean, it was 34-20. I mean, they got hammered.
Yeah, they gave those up near the end. That was like at the bitter ass end. They're suddenly down two touchdowns. So you look like a horse's ass for sitting through that game because it looks like a blowout, but it wasn't. It was like neck and neck. They were up for a while, and then they just slowly give it away.
It was hard for me to actually pay attention to that game. I was so amazed that these guys are running in 6 inches of snow. Were you paying attention to that at all?
Yeah.
It wasn't flurries on the floor.
No, that's why it was the snowiest of the snow games.
It was like...
And I was upset. Oh, yeah, there's some dumb sideline reporter. I forget. Some blonde dumpster of the sea. A sea dumpster.
A sea dumpster.
Yes. And a sea dumpster. Her entire job was just like, I took a ruler out and I measured the snow. We're up to 6 inches. It sounded like she was like some groupie backstage.
What time was that game at? Was that a 4 o'clock game?
That was a one.
1 o'clock.
That was a one. Because I was flipping Baltimore from Baltimore. Baltimore was on the TV and then that was on my monitor and I was just in a swivel chair going, wee!
What time was the Redskins game? I thought that was at one.
One.
So you saw them all. Oh, you didn't watch the Redskins game.
I watched very little of it. I mean, the writing was on the wall like that. They were down like, what, 10-0 in the blink of an eye? I was just like, okay.
Yeah, it's going to be a bad game. I knew that.
Mm-hmm. I punched out. Not embarrassed to say it. Other than that, 49ers win against the Seahawks at home. I don't know how much you can take away from that, though, because, one, no one is playing. No one is hosting the Seahawks. Everyone is going to be visiting the Seahawks. And the Seahawks dismantle teams at home. It's one of the most brutal and unfair home advantages. And it's not just the stadium structure. Haven't they busted them for like piping in noise before?
Yeah.
12th man BS, which they stole from Texas. Was it A&M?
Was that Texas A&M?
I forgot who originally had the 12th man. Some college team.
I don't know.
Given how little I know about college ball, I deserve credit just for that.
Do you know where key play comes from, where you take your keys out and jingle them?
No. Come a on, four man. Dad?
Virginia Tech.
Oh, okay.
All right. What was your question? I'm sorry. I have ADD moment just kicked in.
Oh, no worries. You're dicking off with your phone, and I do the same.
I'm actually was looking up that game you were just talking about so I could figure out the stats.
Yeah, dude. It's like... When the Seahawks go down, they barely go down. Like, the 49ers just edged them at home. The last time they beat the Seahawks, it was like, 9-6, I think, or something like that?
Tight game.
Yeah. And again, I think they won this one, was it like 19-17?
17.
Yeah. Seahawks, when they hosted the 49ers, it was like 45-8. They scored so many safeties, it was negative points. I don't really know what the score was. It was a brutal slacking, though. The 49ers were out of the game so fast. It reminds me of, like, when you're playing a video game and you die at the boss 500 times. And then the 500 first time you finally beat him, you're like, I win. It's like, did you really? Can we appreciate the ratios here? I think he had the better of you for quite some time in this scenario of ours. So I'm not sure. It's better to win than to lose. That's about what you can take away from what the 49ers did. At home, if they're playing a very tight game, they can barely edge past the Seahawks. That's what needs to be viewed. That's what it should be seen as.
Do you think that they're a better team than the Seahawks?
No. I think they're a weaker team. Not by much. Not by a ton. Although, Wilson is good at quarterback, dude.
I love that kid, man.
It just... A third rounder. A third rounder.
Just imagine.
I don't, Leah, don't even say the words. Okay. Don't even, yes. What would that be? Whatever crap we got in that draft in our third round, just give us the firsts back, the second back. Oh. Yeah. It's like the team that's already ahead of you, the team that already has a brutal secondary, great running back, great quarterback, pretty good wideouts.
Who's the running back again?
The Beast. Beast mode.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I'm forgetting his damn name.
I got
Marshawn
you.
Lynch.
Yeah. You know, Russell, he was drafted in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, yeah.
First, went back to college and got picked up by Seattle in the third round.
He's a third round pick, yeah. It's so bad that people are trying to sound smart by saying they were interested in him. Like, I think Andy Reid was like, yeah, I definitely liked Russell Wilson. I definitely had my eyes on him.
Do you remember the quarterbacks that were being picked last year? Do you remember who they were? Let's see if you remember.
Who? Not to put you on the spot. Above him?
No, I mean, what quarterbacks were up in the air last year? The big names.
The big names were just Luck, RG3, and Tannehill.
That's right.
Yeah. So
nobody was talking about Russell Wilson.
No.
So
nobody.
Nobody even knew that this kid... That was like a Tom Brady sixth-round pick. You just don't expect that guy to be that good.
I mean, it seems to be happening around the league, though. It seems if you have the right system, you can take a dude who isn't the best of the best and have him do great, which is just 100% what you would want if you can pull it off. Why would you give up the first rounder and deal with all the salary cap BS that's going to come down the pike? When you have like a first round pick quarterback who's kicking ass, guess what? That dude's getting paid.
Sure.
He's getting paid like crazy. Do you realize the roster they can put around Wilson right now? Because, like, is he making $1 million a year yet?
Well, probably.
As a third round pick?
This is his second year in the season. He's probably making that kind of money. He probably signed a contract.
Okay, his first year, though. Probably not.
No, because I don't know what the cap is for rookies. There's a cap for that. I forgot what it was.
I want to say, like, Luck and RG3 are in the neighborhood of, like, 5 years, 25 mil. Like, yeah. they're about 5 mil a pop each per year.
I don't know what Russell Wilson's contract would be. But I'm sure he deserves something good now.
Oh, yeah, trust me. In 4 years, you ask me how good Seattle's going to be.
How good is Seattle going to be in 4 years, John?
Well, I guess 3 years.
3 years.
Wouldn't it be? They'll have issues. Let's put it that way.
You think so?
With Richard Sherman wanting more money.
That guy's
I'm
awesome.
Sure. I hate him. He's such a tool. Oh,
I love that trash talk.
All that yappy mother effer. Oh, God.
Seattle's my next team. If I jump off this wagon, I'm jumping to Seattle.
Oh, no. I hate them more than anyone in the league. People hate Dallas. I hate Seattle.
I hate Steelers more than anybody.
Oh, I don't like the Steelers either. They get to me.
I think anybody does.
Sunday, more or less, was just teams taking care of it. at home. Bears crushed the Cowboys on Monday night. Saints smushed the Panthers. Or, I'm sorry, that was Sunday night. Bears were Monday night. I think I got that right.
Dallas was Monday night.
Yes.
Yeah. About the Bears.
Again, not much you can walk away from there. These dudes did what they did in their home environs. It's what you're supposed to do.
And it was 8 degrees outside.
Yeah.
-8. But you know what? Now the Cowboys know what we felt like 5 times this season, getting demolished on a primetime game. I don't know if you've read any of my posts that I've been posting.
About, oh, yeah, I do.
About
you're one of like 8 people whose Facebook posts show up in my feed. God bless the ease of hiding. Hide all from user. Oh, how I love that. You tweeting about your kids having a fever? Guess what? Don't care.
I never use that feature, unless it's for the games.
Really? Oh, God, no. There's so many people. Like, I could have entire ecosystems of friends that died, like, in a bus crash, and I wouldn't know. There are so few that are on my feed now.
Wow. I feel lucky. I feel honored. Thanks.
You should. You should, sir. Coming up this week, we have the following matchups. Almost none of them really, really good, if we're going to be honest. It's just a bunch of teams who are on the cusp of playoff viability, taking on guys who are really out of it. We have Chargers at Bronx, or who have cemented themselves. Bronx, pretty much the top seed of the AFC, I think, at this point. And, well, I guess
the Broncos are top.
Yeah, they are currently. The Patriots, if they manage to tie records, I suppose would own the head-to-head tiebreaker. But the Chargers are playing at 6-7 really to kind of stay alive. I think they're a game behind guys like the Dolphins, but they're trying.
Dolphins, yeah, Dolphins are 7-6.
Yeah.
Yeah, 6-7.
Patriots at Dolphins, kind of the same stuff. You have dudes who have clinched it 100 times over versus the guys fighting for their playoff life. Jets at Panthers. Jets are 6-7. Panthers just don't want to lose again because this is one of the few where both guys are fighting for it. And thus, I think that's going to be a decent game. Just if you look at outside drama, I can't tell you what's going to happen on the field. I'm not a psychic, damn it.
What's the Panthers' record this year? Do you know?
Panthers are 9-4. I think they're 9-4 along with the 49ers. And you have the Cards at 8-5 who are currently outside looking in, as they say.
You got
in
it.
The biz.
Yeah, you're right.
And if they drop another and the Cards win, all of a sudden things get interesting. Yeah, I know. She's got pretty good lungs for a skinny girl, right?
She's kind of cute.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no. Sorry.
Anytime we're in here on a Wednesday, I'd love to TF that broad. Oh, she's looking at us like she knows we're eyeing her up. Screw you, honey.
She has no idea
two
what I'm thinking.
Bearded
right now.
Messes just ogling you. Yeah. We want to put our ethnic hogs in your white bread mouth. That's how that works. The dick goes in the mouth, sister. Figure it out.
Who's this guy?
I don't know. That you know that guy behind the mic, the big chunky DJ?
Yeah.
You know he's never even like sniffed her farts, and he just goes home and beats a frantic one. Like, he cannot drive home from recording. We're describing a radio show that's in the studio next to us, by the way. There's a glass panel between, and now there's some Asian broad looking at it. This is like the start of a porno. She left. She wasn't bad looking.
The Asian girl?
Yeah, it looked like the little Asian midget girl from Community with the big dork glasses. Not bad. Yeah, there's a glass panel between the two studios, and we can just look in at them, and they can look in at us. And it's kind of set up so that they're higher above us, so we're looking up. She is a skinny little tart. Anytime we record on Wednesday, I see her. And she got pretty good jugs for a skinny girl. And right now, she's in some tight top, just jutting them out.
Yeah, she wants us to look, though.
Of course.
What I'm getting. But then if we look and we get caught, then we're the a-holes.
Well, it's not like they can pot us up on their board, so we're safe. But yeah, there's a big, chunky guy that she always records with. And you know that guy, A, ain't getting any, and B, cannot get in his car fast enough to jerk off thinking about what she was wearing 10 minutes earlier. Just jags it all over the back of his front seat.
Oh, my God.
And then says, another successful radio show, gang.
I wonder who that is.
I mean, she's not bad.
I saw her eyeballing you.
Well, can you blame a woman for having fine taste? Not just spying radio talent, eyes alone. Yeah, she's all right.
I'm just messing with you. All right, man.
I mean, anytime, like I said, we've had 5 different Wednesday shows at this point where I'm just like, I want to S your T's. I could say suck, yeah.
I want
to crap out your tees, yeah. Things got confusing there. Bengals at Steelers is the Sunday night game. Bengals pretty clenched up, and Steelers kind of holding in, but more or less out of it, I think. The Ravens having a modicum of success this late point in the season. Pretty much spell and doom for the Steelers. By the way, interesting fact, Texas eyeing Tomlin as a potential new coach.
Really?
And not Houston Texans. Texas. Longhorns.
Oh, really? Yes. College?
Yeah, yeah. And Harbaugh, the 49ers Harbaugh. I forget which is which.
Their contract's up?
Tomlin might have like a year left or something like that. They're both, I guess, nearing the end of their contracts. Packers at Cowboys. You have Packers without, I was going to say without Favre. That's been a while. Without
Rodgers.
Without Discount Double Check himself.
Double Check.
Trying to stay alive in the very, very muddled and crappy NFC North, which the Lions are just dying to give away, as they always are. And the Cowboys kind of limping along. I think the Eagles, in your opinion, have the Eagles not pretty much put their stamp on the East at this point?
They have.
Yeah. I don't think there's going to be a third year, as much as I would adore it, of Dallas losing on the last day of the season and getting knocked out of playoff contention. I think that'll be locked up
before
by the time they play. And then last but not least, Ravens at Lions Monday night. Again, two teams kind of in the mix. I think both, if the season ended today, both would be in the postseason. Lions with the NFC North crown, Ravens just a wild card, but you're going to see the Lions lose. Will you? Damn it. Ooh, this is a good one. This is a good Monday night game, damn it. I can't decide.
Well, the Ravens are 7-6.
Yeah.
Flacco's out, right?
Is he?
I think Flacco's out.
Dude, I did not know that. That's huge if he is.
I thought he was. Maybe I misread that.
If you're making that up, you got me good.
That's what I do. Who else? Detroit, right? The Lions?
Yeah, they're playing the Lions.
Yeah.
Lions have no injuries. They're just the Lions. That's their handicap.
They got some talent on their team.
They got so much. And I mean,
it's bad coaching.
It isn't Seattle deep. Seattle is, for my money, Seattle the deepest team in the league. And I don't think I'm going out on a limb saying that.
Sorry,
that's me trying to hiccup and burp and talk all at once. There's only so much that comes out of this tube.
A lot that goes in, though.
Yes.
You set yourself up for that one. Lions 7-6. Yeah. NFC North is hurting this year, man.
Dude, it's bad. It's bad. If they cannot win, given that the Bears and the Packers are down their starting quarterbacks, Jim Schwartz has got to go.
Oh, I agree with you.
We can end on that. We can end. There's just at least one other team out there that shares a mild shred of the dysfunction we have come to. That is not the outro song. Damn it. There we go. Mark.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for being on the show. Is there a Twitter handle you want to plug or anything like that?
At Mark Misleh. That's MarkMisleh.
You heard the man. Give him an ad if you are listening. Show him that we have more than 5 to 6 listeners. We have a bunch of downloads, honestly. People seem to be liking Papa's Football Podcast. That's hosted at pfpod.com. I am John Papa Giorgio. You want to follow me on Twitter? It's at Papa's Basement is my personal account, the one that I promote all my various endeavors through. And Papa Football Pod is the one I live tweet games from and talk a lot of football stuff and retweet football memes and junk like that, because who doesn't love that stuff? Every Thursday, Howard puts up his power rankings at pfpod.com. Find us on iTunes. Please, that's the best thing you can do for us. Look up Papa's Football Podcast and subscribe and rate us. We are out.